From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting the Islamic State group is imposing a harsh set of rules on residents of areas it controls in Syria and Iraq during the month-long Ramadan observance. Ramadan began on Monday. The rules include forbidding the use of satellite TV receivers, limiting the hours of daily work, and instituting strict dress codes for women. The Norwegian Refugee Council, meanwhile, is saying Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between the Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Monday that North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication of its widening arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon in violation of the United Nations resolutions. Yukiya Amano is director of the IAEA.
It is deeply regrettable that the DPLK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the Security Council resolution adopted in response to the nuclear test earlier this year.
Amano says because the agency does not have monitors in North Korea, it cannot be certain about its activities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah will travel to the United States to attend the funeral of American boxer Muhammad Ali. A family spokesman says the funeral will be held Friday in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The service will include a public memorial in a multi-purpose sports arena that seats 22,000 people. This is VOA News.